Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Wisconsin struggles to find its footing following the reversal of Roe versus Wade and the abortion question being tossed back to the states. Plus, we'll also hear from Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier and the longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the country, Melinda Gardner, on this abortion matter. Also, the weekly radio addresses from Democratic State Senator LaTanya Johnson and Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski, and the need for blood is even greater this 4th of July holiday weekend. That's what we've got ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. First off, Wisconsin's 173-year-old abortion ban faces a legal test as the state's Democratic leaders announced this week that they're suing to overturn it. The measure, enacted decades before women had the right to vote, bans abortions in nearly all cases. Governor Tony Evers called a special session of the legislature back in June to attempt to overturn the ban, but the Republican-controlled Senate and Assembly quickly gaveled in and out of the session without taking action. Now, with the protections of Roe versus Wade fallen, Evers says it's time to take action.
An overwhelming majority of Wisconsinites supported Roe and making sure abortions remain safe and legal in Wisconsin. And if Republicans won't do their part and help the people of the state, then we will.
Evers previously said he'd grant clemency to any doctors who are charged under the 1849 law, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Similarly, Attorney General Josh Call indicates his office won't actively investigate or prosecute doctors who violate the measure. Now, this 1849 law was rendered unenforceable by Roe versus Wade, but in 1985, Wisconsin passed a law banning abortions only after a fetus could theoretically survive outside the womb anywhere from 20 to 28 weeks, an exact point in time that's a matter of medical dispute. Democrat Attorney General Josh Call argues that 1985 law overrides the 1849 law.
We've also argued that Wisconsin's abortion ban has fallen into disuse and can no longer be enforced under Wisconsin law. There's a legal doctrine known as desuetude that we argue applies here.
Kathy King with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says restricting abortion access would have serious impacts on maternal health.
When compared to similarly wealthy countries, the United States ranks last with the highest maternal mortality rate. In Wisconsin, you are five times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause if you are Black versus if you are white.
Even before Roe was struck down, Wisconsin already had numerous provisions in place limiting abortion access, including mandatory counseling policies, waiting periods, and other restrictions. According to the state's Department of Health Services, there were about 6,400 abortions in 2020, down from more than 17,000 in 1987. Meanwhile, the very day that Roe versus Wade was overturned, a week ago Friday, as the news director of WWIB and WOGO Radio, I emailed various state senators and state representatives asking them to respond on our listener line that you hear us often cite the number for, 396-1670, answering three questions regarding abortion. The only one we heard back from on the listener line was outgoing Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier. She'll retire in early January. Well, we asked her for her reaction to the Supreme Court decision some 9 days ago overturning Roe versus Wade.
I'm thrilled that Roe versus Wade was overturned in numerous ways. One, I think many babies' lives will be saved because of it. But as well, is it brings life back to our Constitution, which also is in jeopardy from activist justices who broadly interpret our Constitution to mean things that it doesn't mean.
The Lake Halley Republican says,
I'm just really happy that it's been 50 years in the making, and thank God for our pro-life activists and all of the legislators and people that kept pushing, including President Trump, for appointing pro-life justices, or at least justices that believe in our Constitution.
With Roe versus Wade now overturned and the abortion issue thrown back to the individual states, we asked Senator Bernier what she thinks is next for Wisconsin.
We're not really sure, of course.
Regarding Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, currently on the books, the Lake Halley Republican says
that law has been amended numerous times. but yet is still outdated, I think. So they will probably have, I hope, some legislators to sit down and really go through that in discussing enforcement and infractions with those who defy the law.
Because Bernier says her concern is
how much damage our society has gone through in the last 50 years with desensitizing Americans to the barbary of abortion.
And Bernier says
they need to talk about the morning after pills and the chemicals and what, if anything, they need to do on that front as well. So it definitely needs updating, but the law stands as it is. And I am glad that no one was ever going to go back and repeal it with another one of Governor Evers' special sessions.
Finally, Bernier says,
congratulations to all you pro-lifer listeners out there. It took 50 years, but we made it happen.
Again, Bernier's term expires in January, and she's not seeking re-election in the 23rd State Senate District. Meanwhile, Melinda Gardner, executive director of Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire, is the longest-serving pregnancy care center director in the country. She supports the Supreme Court decision from 9 days ago overturning Roe v. Wade, but says it's being misunderstood.
This brings the decision back on abortion back to the states. It doesn't make abortion illegal in the United States, and women, unfortunately, will still get abortions.
Gardner says that's because
For 41 years, I've dealt with this issue. I consider myself an expert on this. I've done post-abortion counseling with about 150 women. And my take is that abortion takes the life of an unborn child, and it causes much pain and grief on many women and men.
Gardner says we need to be asking,
how do we make abortion unthinkable?
Gardner says we need to
show up and support and care for these families. Let's love them through it. Support your pregnancy care center and the single parents that you know. Get involved. That's how we make a difference. That's how we make abortion unthinkable.
Again, Melinda Gardner, Apple Pregnancy Care Center executive director, 41 years, the longest serving director in a position like that in the country, and she's held that longest-serving title for a number of years. On to the weekly radio addresses for the Democratic and Republican parties. First off, in the Democratic radio address, State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee notes Independence Day while denouncing Republican lawmakers.
As we get ready to celebrate Independence Day, I wanted to take a minute and talk a little bit about democracy. Our shared love of democracy creates a bond that binds us together. But in order for this to work, our government must have the consent of the people. Unfortunately, the Republicans who control the state legislature have lost sight of this guiding principle. On issue after issue, the majority party has ignored the clear will of the vast majority of the people of Wisconsin. We all know that abortion brings out strong feelings on all sides. But polls consistently show that the majority of Wisconsinites believe that abortion should be legal in most or all cases. Yet Republicans refuse to even debate repealing the 1849 law that would send doctors and nurses to prison for helping women get an abortion. Similarly, overwhelming numbers of our neighbors and friends believe that marijuana use by adults shouldn't be criminalized. Yet Republicans refuse to budge on legalizing medical or recreational marijuana use in this state. And tragically, the Republicans refuse to discuss reasonable gun safety legislation that substantial majorities of Wisconsinites support, like universal background checks and red flag laws. So as we celebrate the 4th of July, please reflect on the state of our democracy and if your representative truly listens to the people they were elected to serve.
Democratic State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee delivering this week's Democratic radio address. Meanwhile, in the Republican radio address, Senator Mary Felskowski of Irma says July 4th is a special day of remembrance and celebration of freedom.
July 4th is a special day of remembrance and celebration for America. The first 4th of July was celebrated in 1777 in Philadelphia, commemorating the 1776 adoption of the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. We now celebrate this day with fireworks, grill-outs, concerts, parades, and much more. I love celebrating America's independence with my family and friends, but it is also important to remember the sacrifices that were made in the name of our independence. Independence Day is a reminder of not only the price of freedom, but the weight of freedom. Leaving the grasp of England was a risky choice, but courage won over fear. I believe it is important to celebrate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, just as I also believe it is important to remember the sacrifices of many Americans who came before us. I am proud to be an American and a Wisconsinite, and my hope is that you are as well. Happy Independence Day.
Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski of Irma with this week's Republican radio address here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. And finally, the American Red Cross sees a pretty big decline in blood and platelet donations during these holiday weeks, around 21%, actually. When blood donations drop, so does the availability of blood products for hospital patients. Doctors can help ensure blood is ready when needed by making an appointment to give in these coming weeks. We're fortunate enough to hear from Laura McGuire, the Regional Communications Manager for the American Red Cross, Wisconsin Region.
The Red Cross is really wishing everybody a happy and safe 4th of July holiday weekend. This is the weekend that we do see a decline in blood supply, around 20% decline due to just different factors, people not coming in to donate. With COVID, everyone is getting together and donating blood is not necessarily what they're doing.
McGuire says,
we're just really encouraging people to roll up a sleeve and give blood. The best way to do that is by visiting redcrossblood.org. You are able to input your zip code and all blood drives within that zip code will be populated. To be able to give blood, you need to be 16 years of age, weigh at least 110 pounds. And also bring in some form of ID.
Laura McGuire of the American Red Cross says,
we as the Red Cross are always prepared, and we're asking people to give blood to be prepared and have blood on the shelves when and if an emergency should happen. You never know if you or a loved one will need blood. And again, we're just asking donors to give blood. If it's not today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, blood is something that we always need. We are in constant need of blood and really, can't tell people enough that giving blood is a life-saving gift to others.
And as a thank you for helping, all who come to give through July 10th will receive an exclusive Red Cross recycled cotton tote bag while supplies last. Meanwhile, we've got various opportunities to let you know about where you can give blood in Barron, coming up at Barron High School on July 11th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the high school. Also in Cumberland on July 19th from noon to 6 p.m. at the American Legion in Cumberland, and in Turtle Lake on July 20th from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Anne Catholic Church. Meanwhile, in Buffalo County in Alma, there's a chance to give blood on July 18th from noon to 6 at St. John's Lutheran Church, and in Mondovi, July 20th, noon to 6 at Friendship Church. In Chippewa Falls, coming up on July 8th, right around the corner from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Chippewa Valley Bible Church, you'll be able to give blood. Meanwhile, in Dunn County and Downsville on July 13th from noon to 6 p.m. at New Hope Lutheran Church, also in Menominee on July 13th at the Mabel Tainer Theater, blood donations being received from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and July 18th at the Alliance Church of Menominee, also from 10 to 4. Meanwhile, in Eau Claire County, opportunities to give blood on the 4th of July tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow from 9 to 2 at the Chippewa Valley Blood Donation Center on July 5th, Tuesday from 12:15 to 6:45 in the evening. Also on Wednesday, July 6th from 12:15 to 6:45, all three of those days in Eau Claire at the Chippewa Valley Blood Donation Center at 3485 East Hamilton Avenue. Opportunities continuing on the 8th, 9th, and 10th from 8:15 to 2:45 each of those days. A couple more here in Plum City from noon to 6 on July 18th. You can give at the American Legion Plum City. And finally, in Russ County in Sheldon on July 14th, your opportunity to give blood from 12:30 to 6:30 in the evening at the Full Gospel Tabernacle at West 5662 Main Street in Russ County. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. In recapping, we tried to look at where the abortion issue is at in the Badger State after Roe versus Wade was overturned 9 days ago by that Supreme Court decision. Meanwhile, also hearing the Democratic and Republican weekly radio addresses from LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Democrat, and Mary Felskowski, Republican from Irma. And finally, the need for blood donations. Very high this time of the year. If you can give in July, it'd be greatly, greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for listening to this public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.